Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. It's also Halloween. We got a lot of great stuff that we are tackling as we head through the afternoon, hoping you get a nice turnout this evening. I'm hoping you remember that Tuesday is actual election day. Now, I was out and about a little bit earlier at, Pamunkey Regional Jail. I'm teaching a class there. And I had to pass by the courthouse, and there's still early voting going on, and it just looked packed. So I think that's okay, right? I'm not personally an early voting fan, but it is what it is. You got to play by the rules if you want to win the game. And there are plenty of people that are doing that. John McGuire is the Republican nominee, Trump-endorsed from the beginning nominee for the 5th Congressional District. He'll be my congressman after Tuesday, but we got to get him across the finish line. I'm happy to say that that John is joining us. John, good afternoon, my friend.
Hey, good afternoon, Jeff. It's great to be here. We're fired up. We got 5 days to go, but who's counting?
Right.
And I'm excited to get President Trump, Hung Cao, and myself across the finish line in 5 days.
Well, tell me a little bit about how this campaign is going, because you have been everywhere within this 5th Congressional District. Every time I turn around, you're someplace. I'm going, wait a minute, I don't even know where the name is. I got to look this place up. You're everywhere.
Oh, yeah. You know, people say, why do you work so hard? And the answer is easy. If you thought you were losing your country, how hard would you work?
Yeah.
But I leave my house 5 a.m. pretty much every day, and it's not unusual to get home at 11:30 midnight. And I'm going to run through the tape and try to help President Trump get as many votes as possible on the 5th.
Yep.
And help Hung Cao. And obviously, I want to get across the finish line as well. But
yeah,
we're all over the place. We've been to potato socials. My wife goes, what's a potato social? We've been to tractor pulls. We've been to rodeos and everything in between.
Well, now, wait a minute, John. I'm with Tracy on this one. What is a potato social?
This thing was in Cumberland County. The sheriff, the board of supervisors, school board, all the members of the town came out, and they had these machines that rotate. They heat up potatoes, and they had 5 different types of chilies, 5 different types of cheeses. And it was just a great way for the town to come together. But what's interesting is this huge Marine comes by and picks me up, and he goes, brother, what you doing in Cumberland County? I said, I'm running to be your congressman. He goes, right on. And I knew this guy. Last I knew, he was in Afghanistan. I said, brother, what you doing in Cumberland County? He said, I'm retired, and I've got a farm right down the road called Freedom Farm.
Oh,
he's a great patriot.
I love that. And, well, I would imagine you're seeing and hearing that. Obviously, we got a big district, this 5th Congressional District. You're looking at a lot of varied areas. You got a chunk of Hanover, obviously, which is centered right around my house, apparently, but that's okay. You're hearing good things, I hope, as you visit with people?
I am, and let me explain it briefly. So if you think about Kings Dominion, Doswell, Hanover County, that would be the northeast corner of the district. And we go from Hanover west all the way to Albemarle, Charlottesville. And then you go south, it gets you to Lynchburg, and you got a little bit of Bedford, and you keep going south to Danville. And on the North Carolina border, if you follow it east to Mecklenburg, South Boston, all of Mecklenburg, you go north all the way back up to Hanover. So it's a big square. It's 24 county cities and towns. It's just about 800,000 people. It's a big district.
Jeez. So what are some of the issues? I mean, it is so varied, but I'm going to assume, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm going to assume the first part of it is just helping to make America great again. But what follows behind that?
Well, there's a lot of things on people's minds. You know, I believe in limited government, government accountable to the people, we the people, not the other way around. But if we should do anything, it should be to keep you safe. And, you know, I'm a positive guy, but we are less safe at the local, state, and federal level. And if you look at these foreign wars, they've got Orthodox Christians being killed by the thousands in Ethiopia because the government believes they're a threat to their power. And then you look in October 7th, where the Hamas terrorists came across the Jordan River and the kibbutz of Israel and murdered women and children. You look at what's going on in Ukraine. Those things were not happening under President Trump. And so the best advertisement for your listeners to vote Republican is the last 3.5 years of America Last. You know, we were selling energy. We were almost energy dominant. We had a surplus, which means we were making money off energy. And they shut down Anwar. They stopped fracking. And we started buying fossil fuels from countries that don't like us. So instead of making money, we were spending money. And that's caused everything to go up. The grocery stores, fuel. I mean, just everything's more expensive.
It's a tough time. I mean, that's the reality of this, John. And I do want to remind everybody, John McGuire is joining us. John is running for Congress, the 5th Congressional District. A few more days to carry this ball right into the end zone and get it done. But it is a tough time, John, where people, I mean, real, just regular folks like you and regular folks like me are going, man, it is costing so much more at the grocery store. It's costing so much more at the gas pumps. I don't know that I can do right by my kids. I don't know if they can do an after-school activity because I'm just not sure that I have the money.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I think about these young people that graduate a trade school or graduate college. They want to, you know, buy a home, start a family, have kids. It's way harder. Interest rates over 7%. You know, and of course, housing costs keep going up. And of course, they keep, you know, the business owners have to, when they get taxed more, they have to pass that on to the consumer. Right. And so people are spending less money. And, you know, President Trump, he did more in 4 years than any president I can think of that did in 8. But one of the things he did, he lowered the corporate tax rate down to 21%. Well, Kamala Harris has already said if she gets in there, she's going to raise it up to 28%, which is going to devastate businesses. That's right. And so, again, these America Last policies, we're sick and tired of it.
I'm with you. I know I am sick and tired of it. I would like to be able to walk into the grocery store and not be shocked. I'd like to be able to go to my Wawa at Routes 1 and 54 in Ashland and fill up and not be shocked. I'd like to think I could say to my sons, hey, you know what, guys, you could buy a house in the neighborhood at some point because interest rates are coming down. You know, that was the weird thing, John. Kamala Harris is all about, well, we're going to give people $25,000 as if she's going out to get a second job at Food Lion stocking shelves to pay for it. But you look at the interest rates, you give somebody this $25,000, in theory, you give it to them. Now, we both know it's not really free and it's just going to jack the prices up by 25 grand. But if the mortgage rates, the interest rates were lower, it's a couple hundred dollars a month less. People really could afford it without any of your smoke and mirrors.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I think the Democrat part, I'm a positive guy, but I think the Democrats have skipped socialism and gone straight to Marxism. Yeah. But Margaret Thatcher said the only thing wrong, she said socialism sounds like a good idea until they run out of other people's money.
That's right.
And that's what they're talking about, is spending your money. That's, you know, in Virginia, this is the state government, Governor Glenn Youngkin, even though he has a Democrat Senate and a Democrat House, he managed to give Virginians $5 billion in tax relief, which is huge. It's your money. He said, you know what? I think Virginians can spend their money better than the government. But the Democrats fought him tooth and nail and said, no, 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 we can spend your money better than you. And that's right. The Democrat Party. It's crazy.
It really is. It really is. Well, listen, give everybody sort of the last minute pitch here. I would imagine as you traverse the 5th District the next couple of days, you're going to be asking people to get out there and vote. But if you had one bottom line thing to convince somebody, because there's going to be somebody listening, John's like, well, I don't know, I think I'm just going to stay home. How are you going to get them out to mark that ballot for you?
Well, I'm going to give you some breaking news. I got a phone call from the Trump team in Mar-a-Lago last night. Trump has a rally in Salem, Virginia, on Saturday, and he's asked me to be one of his speakers.
Sweet.
And, you know, I'm a Navy SEAL sniper, so I'm much better with a rifle and giving a speech, but what a huge honor. Trump gave me a personal message to give everyone, and that is he would like everyone to vote early. Now, the last day to vote early is Saturday. A lot of people don't like it, but he's asked people to vote early. and to bring 10 people to vote. Now, one guy said, I only have three friends. So I said, hey, man, you need to find seven more friends.
That's right.
So, but we need to lock arms, as Governor Glenn Youngkin says. It's not about me. It's about we the people. Yep. And if you want a better future for all Virginians, for all Americans, this is the most important election of your lifetime, for your safety, security, the economy, these foreign wars, this open border, this fentanyl that's poisoning the American people. Yep. Please come out to vote. Polls close 7 o'clock on Tuesday, November 5th. Yep. And God willing, we're going to get President Trump back in the White House. And not me, but we are going to make America great again.
I love it. Well, John, no questions here. You know where I stand. The first guy to have your signs up in my yard, they're there. I'm happy to have them there and standing next to Make America Great Again signs with President Trump. So I am all in. I know that you know that, and we're telling people here in the neighborhood they've got to get out. They've got to vote for John McGuire. I just think it's vital that we get you to Congress and, you know, give you another perch upon which to make a difference, man. I think the world of you, so I'm pulling for you.
Hey, Jeff, there's one more thing I need, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
The Trump team, the Hung Cao team, and the John McGuire team have locked arms. We are a team, and we have 310 voting precincts in the 5th Congressional District Tuesday. Now, we've got volunteers everywhere, but we could use some more. Okay. If you'd like to be part of saving our country, if you would like to volunteer, we're going to hand out sample ballots and things like that on Election Day. If you would email me, John@McGuireVA.com. That's J-O-H-N at McGuire, M-C-G-U-I-R-E-V-A.com. John@McGuireVA.com.
All right. Well, we'll share that on social media. And by the way, congratulations to Rusty for taking a star out of the petty cash drawer and slapping it on his shoulder where it belongs.
Yeah, my brother Rusty, everybody thinks he's older than me, but I say he's just more mature. But I'm really proud of him. He started off as an E1, and tomorrow he gets promoted to general. Jeez. He in the Army National Guard. He's also Commonwealth Attorney of Louisa County, so he's a man of service, and he's a great patriot.
Yeah, he absolutely is. Those McGuire boys are okay. They're your quintessential overachievers. John, I appreciate you being here, brother. And again, I hope that people get out and support John. I think he's one of the good guys, that's for sure. It is 416. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Chocula. Count Chocula. How can you go any other way? I don't care. I like fruit-flavored cereal. Get out of the line! Make way for those of us who like chocolate. That's the way it's supposed to be. Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, we need an ad to encourage henpecked beta males to vote for Trump. Yeah. No, I hear you. I really do. I look at some of these... Well, the soy boys, you know what I'm saying. They're just so, like, not men, right? I mean, you know what I'm saying there. Where was I the other day? Oh, gosh, I forget where the heck it was. But I just thought, no.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, I know you're making a statement with your man bun, but the statement you're making to me is not the statement you think you are making. 804 says, hey, Jeff, I heard that you are dressing up as Jeff Katz for All Hallows Eve. Well, I could, I suppose. I could dress up. I used to be Jeff Katz, you know, many years ago, working in places like San Francisco and Philadelphia. Yeah, I was Jeff Katz. And now I'm just Jeff Katz, but that's okay. I'll take it. It's fun. Tomorrow morning, John Reed is going to be here. Make sure that you're here for John. Did John announce he's running for lieutenant governor yet? I lose track of these things, and I don't know. I mean, I really don't. I don't know. people think I'm joking when I say that nobody tells me anything. Believe me, nobody tells me anything. But I got a sneaking suspicion John's probably going to do that, isn't he? I would think so. I would hope so. I'll ask him. If you're coming out Saturday, Wendy Yeoman said she's making a big old birthday cake to celebrate the 99th birthday of WRVA. It has nothing to do with the station, by the way. Just Wendy saying, I like cake and I want to celebrate my favorite station, so that's cool. So I told her that I'd drop by at 11. John's going to drop by at 11. We'll just have some fun. We'll have some cake. Be pretty good. I'll ask him there. Coming up at 4:35, Chris Beach, Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. 4:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. That's exactly what it is. Oh, by the way, it's also Halloween. You don't want the reputation of the small candy bar sort of thing, right? Unless you're giving out a whole slew of them. And give out real candy. This is the other thing I have to point out. If, in fact, you are giving out candy corn, you might as well drop a rock into that kid's bag, because there's not a single solitary person anywhere that wants candy corn. Candy corn, a lot of people don't realize this. I'm going to share a little piece of science with you, and it is science. You have to follow the science. Candy corn is actually made when witches clip the bunions off their feet. That's what candy corn is. No, it's a scientific fact. And then they mix it together with, it's just ugly. No, the only proper way to eat candy corn, I'm just going to remind you of this, because this is a public service, then we'll chat with Chris Beach in just a second. But the only way that you can properly eat candy corn is to take the bag of candy corn, open it up, dump all of the contents into a trash can, and then go get yourself a Reese's peanut butter cup. No, you're welcome. Follow me for more life hacks. Chris Beach from the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia is joining us. We got some important work to do with our Father Christmas project, and we're going to get the lay of that land. With Chris, good afternoon, sir.
I mean, how do I follow that candy corn introduction? How do I follow that?
You don't. Check your email. I have instructions for you over there.
Got you. I got you. Great. Great to hear from you.
You're happy I got out, right, of jail this morning?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. I was going to say, so how was your time behind bars today?
You know what? People are going to think I'm nuts. It was absolutely delightful. It was a great great first day as we brought the Inside Out Dad program to Pamunkey Regional Jail.
Yeah, and we're excited that we're also going to be bringing it back to Richmond City jails really, really soon, as well as Chesterfield jail. So any of the other jails out there that, if you have listeners that are listening, if there's a regional jail in this area that'd be interested, we'd love to go to jail.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, people don't quite understand that, although I am going to say something, Chris. It is so entertaining when you call people, and I think I shared this with you, when we decided that it's going to be Thursday morning, we're doing this at Pamunkey, and I had to change a few things. It was great fun to call people up and say, hey, I got to change my appointment on Thursday. Oh, what's the matter, Jeff? I'm going to jail. And then they don't know what to say.
Exactly. And that's the, reality is that on the outside, we can joke about it, but the inside, yep. What you're doing there is truly making a change in those men's lives, because 80% of all men in jail did not have a father figure or a father in their life, and 92% of all men in jail are dads. Yep. So what we're doing in jail, although we can joke about it out here, what we're doing is really making a difference, because we're giving them the skills they need to reconnect with the mother of their children, to reconnect with their children, and giving the skills they need to be a better father, so when they come out, they don't recidivize and go right back in.
Absolutely. Chris Beach is joining us. Chris is the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. The Inside Out Dad program is about 10 weeks. I mean, we give or take a week here or there, depending on the facility, I know. But what it does is it takes a curriculum, if you will, and presents it in a very down-to-earth, relatable way. And Chris, I want to share with you, when I was in Pamunkey today and I was dealing with some of these guys in the class, I said to him, I said, look, we're all here, we're all dads. And one of the big rules for the Inside Out Dad program, you make this clear every single time, is there is no such thing as a perfect dad.
Well, we have yet to find one. And if you do find one, please let me know. I would love to hire them full time. I really would.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. No, where we are all seriously flawed human beings, and particularly in the area of dadding. And so we kind of put our heads together, put our hearts together, and just try and help on this. Well, look, enough about that, because we'll be talking about that for weeks and weeks and weeks to come. But I want to talk about Father Christmas. I mean, today is Halloween. We're getting close to Thanksgiving, but you want to talk about Christmas already. So what gives?
Well, we know that around this time of year, some dads in the community start to really stress out, yeah, if you will, because during certain parts of the year, they're doing everything they can to make ends meet. They might have fallen short on some money, or they might be falling back on some rent, or they might have had an illness come up, or they're lacking hours at their jobs. And around Christmas time, it's a stress on a dad to make sure they're providing Christmas for their children and their families. And, you know, you're buying Christmas trees, you're buying presents, you're going to the Christmas performances, you're doing all of this, and that costs money. So what we're doing now is we are taking nominations for great dads in our community. And when we say in our community, we are here in Central Virginia, from Petersburg down to Chesterfield, over to Powhatan, to Hanover, everywhere in Central Virginia, but we're also nominating dads down in the Tidewater area in Hampton Roads, from Norfolk and Newport News all the way down to Chesapeake. So we are going to bless these dads with $500 cash, and here in the greater Richmond area, we are also providing the presents for the families, and one of the dads will be getting a car for the holidays, because we know that one of the biggest reasons that these dads are struggling is because they do not have reliable transportation, and we want to take that worry off one of the dads this year again, thanks to our friends over at Auto Rescue.
All right, so Chris, the question becomes, how do we help? Is it just a matter of nominating a dad? Do we have to sort of belly up to the bar and say, hey, I'm going to adopt this family? What do we have to do?
Well, it's one or two ways you can help out. First of all, nominating a dad is what we're looking for right now. We need dads to be nominated so we can choose those 25 dads. So if you know a deserving dad that might need a little extra help this holiday, please nominate them at our website. But then secondly, we do need dads to be sponsored. We need people who would be willing to give the $500 or adopt that family to get the presents for, because I was speaking with one gentleman, and he looked at me and he said, you know, Chris, is it sad that I do not know one dad that needs this? And I looked at him and said, you know, it's not sad, it's a blessing.
Yeah.
But being that we are blessed that way, why don't you bless another dad in our community by either sponsoring him or adopting a family? Literally, later that afternoon, I get back on my computer, and what do I see? He had adopted a family, because he and his family are going to take care of another dad this Christmas time.
I love that. Man, I love the success stories, and they are out there. Every year that I have been involved one way or another, I've seen it up close and personal. And I do share this, and I'll share it again, Chris, that for the Katz family and the Thomas family, we kind of pool our resources. We're friendly. We sponsor a dad, you know, and we split it up between the two families. That's what Jamal and I do, because that's the easy part, right? It's like, oh, here's some money. Now I'm going back over there. And then Sakina and Heidi get together, and they actually go out, and they make a day of it, and they go shopping for the kids in that family. It's just a great time. It's amazing. We're helping. I mean, we know we're helping, Chris. On some level, we know it. But it is so much fun and provides so many wonderful opportunities for just all of us to sit around and have fun and cut up and laugh about stuff. And also, I guess, in the back of our minds, just remind ourselves, man, we are thoroughly blessed.
And then when those dads do come and we're able to give them that money and we're able to give them those presents, I mean, you've seen it firsthand. These dads are humble. They're not expecting it. This is a surprise for all of these dads. We're working with the nominators to make sure that the dads don't know about this. They just think it's a visit with Santa for their kids. Yep. And then when we turn around and they say, Dad, we're actually here for you, and we hand them the $500, there's tears, there's bro hugs, there's just a sense of relief. And to see those children look up at their dad as a hero, that's what gets me all the time. Because, you know, sometimes dads forget that we forget that we are an important part in our family's lives. But to have those children look up to their dad, that's Christmas for me.
Absolutely, man. It's beautiful. So remind everybody, how do they help? We need the nominations for the dads for Father Christmas. What way can they let you know who they're thinking of in that regard?
Well, everything's on one convenient site this year. You can go to this site that I'm about to tell you. You can see the video from last year. We even got your ugly mug in there on that video. And then we also, you can also nominate a dad there. You can sponsor a dad there. And you can also adopt a family there. But it's FatherChristmasVA.org. Everything you need to adopt, to sponsor, or to nominate a dad is in that one website.
All right. FatherChristmasVA.org. FatherChristmasVA.org. Well, I love this, as you know. I want people to nominate a dad. I want people to step up and make the donations and help out the dads, help out the families. And Chris, I appreciate all that you do, because you do take point on all of this. And I don't know if anybody ever says thank you to you, but thank you to you, man. You're doing the right thing for all the right reasons, and there are many of us who appreciate that.
Well, I'm blessed to wake up every morning with a wife that I love and four boys that still pretend like I'm somewhat important in their life.
It's just a stage, or at least that's what I'm told. You know, I had a dear friend, Rich McTernan. Rich McTernan said, you know, kids go through this awkward stage between the age of 4 and 28. And I thought, well, okay, yeah, that kind of narrows it down. But those of us that are dads know that you got to step up to the plate. Give everybody that website one more time, would you please?
It's FatherChristmasVA.org.
All right. We're going to get it up on all our social media. We'll get you back, obviously. We want to make this the biggest success it's ever been. That is Chris Beach. He's an amazing man. He's a wonderful dad. He's a great husband. I like Chris Beach, and I don't care what Jamal has told me about him through the years. I like Chris Beach, and FatherChristmasVA.org is how you can help out. 445, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Late one night, 4:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I'm checking the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Ann from RVA says, Jeff, I agree 100% on the candy corn matter. That's the stuff you save for people you really dislike. Kudos to Reese's. I don't even save it for people I dislike. I just don't want it anywhere near me. There is an alternate method to making candy corn, and I don't know if I'm supposed to share it with you, but I'm going to share it with you. The vast majority of the candy corn, of course, comes as witches clip the bunions on their feet. That's what candy corn is. The commercial manufacturing endeavor related to candy corn, it's the devil's earwax. So it's just not good for you. There's nothing good about candy corn. If you want candy, have candy. If you want corn, have corn. But never the two should meet. Ever, ever, ever. Oh, and by the way, we're maybe going to save America. Maybe. You know, it's a maybe. I'd love to tell you it's a slam dunk. I am not as obsessed with politics as I was at one point. This is where I always get into a big discussion, sometimes a debate with people. This is all about electing someone. For me, it's not. Maybe it is for other people. It is not for me. But I look at the country and what's at stake, and that is for me. Well, actually, it's not even for me. It's for my kids. I happen to believe if you don't have children, you don't have the same worldview as I do. I don't think that makes you a bad person. I really don't. But you don't have the same amount of skin in the game as I do. And I didn't always believe that was the case. Certainly, when I was a single guy and had no kids, I was firmly convinced that my buy-in was exactly the same as everybody else's. Now that I am a well-seasoned individual, I don't want to say old, with not one, not two, but three kids, well, I got news for you. It's not the same. And it's not supposed to be the same. That's the thing. I look at my boys who are in their 20s. They got a very different view of this world. I look at this and say, I have done the best I could for my children. They didn't have everything. They didn't go everywhere. But I would like to think that at the end of the day, when I am no longer on this side of the soil, that my boys will be able to say, "Yeah, you know, he wasn't that bad. Wasn't that stupid. Might have known a thing or two, and I think he did the best that he could." And part of doing the best that you can for your kids is trying to keep this nation on track. I'm not looking to send it in one direction or another direction. I'm trying to keep it right there on the rails. I think if there's some dents along the way, you look at this as a classic car, right? I've told you this a million times. It's a classic car. You don't go in there with a sledgehammer and break it all up and try and rebuild it. You buff it out, man. Well, we got a ding over there. Little Bondo will fix that up. Maybe a new paint job. That's my responsibility, is to keep this nation functioning and moving forward so that my kids have a chance. I mean, that's where I am. All right, Maloney, no baloney with Brian Maloney. Maloney's going to be with us at 5:05, last hit before we get to Election Day. It's going to be interesting. 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.